Okay, everyone, as a reminder, we have a live mic. It does pick up any shuffling or talking that you do on the side, so just be aware of that, okay?
All right, well, we're live. I'll go ahead and welcome everyone. Colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the meeting of the Orange County Housing and Community Development Commission for Thursday, December 7th, 2023. We'll first start by the pledge. All stand. On the flag. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll now proceed to the agenda for this morning's meeting. The agenda contains a brief description of each item to be considered. Except as otherwise provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on today's agenda. Public comment rights are not unlimited and do not include the right to defame or slander, the use of profanity that causes a disturbance or disruption in the proceeding and is truly objectionable is not allowed, and it may cause us to have a recess from the meeting. Public comments must be within the subject matter jurisdiction of this commission. As such, attacks on persons who are not subject to this jurisdiction of the commission will not be heard. We'll go ahead and start roll, Madam Clerk.
Good morning. Ann Nguyen is excused. Ms. Tracy Law. Second call for Ms. Tracy Law. Mr. Mike Alvarez.
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Stephanie Odo.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. James Mai?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Wayne Carvalho?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Carla Wilkerson?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Helen Smith Gardner is excused. Mr. Mike Frost?
Here.
And Ms. Cecilia Huff is excused. And as a reminder, commission members, when you speak, please remember that we do have a live mic. Please mention your state your name so the recording captures. Madam Chair, Chair, we have a quorum, and I'd like to announce some housekeeping items before we begin. If you wish to comment on a specific agenda item in person, please complete a speaker request form, identifying the item, number, your name, and deposit the completed form in the box that's located next to the clerk. To speak on a matter not appearing in the agenda, but under the jurisdiction of the HCD Commission, you may do so during public comment items at the end of the meeting. Speaker request forms must be deposited prior to the beginning of the consent calendar, the reading of the individual agenda items, the opening of public hearing, and or the beginning of public comment items. When your name is called, please come into the podium and begin your comments by stating your name or pseudonym for the record. Members of the public desiring to speak should address all remarks and questions to the commission. Speakers may address the commission on up to three occasions, with 3 minutes allotted to the speaker per occasion.
Okay. As far as staff in attendance, are we all here, or is Ms. Michelle not here this morning?
Michelle's diva is not able to attend.
Okay. We'll go on to the next item. Item number five, approval of the October 26, 2023 minutes. Have you received any public comments on this item?
Chair, no request to speak on approval of minutes have been received for item number five of approval of the minutes.
Okay. I'll turn it back to the commission. If there aren't any comments, corrections, I'll entertain a motion for...
I'll move the recommended action.
Thank you.
One second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Frost, second by Commissioner Mai to approve item number five, the minutes. Take the vote. Are all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? See none. The motion passes. Moving on. No presentations, public comments. So at this time, members of the public may address the commission regarding any items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the commission, provided that no action shall be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Speakers will have 3 minutes to address the commission, and the clerk will run the timer and announce when your time has expired. Have you received any public comments or anyone here to speak?
Chair, no request to speak on item number 7 of public comments.
Very well. Seeing no one in the room, we will go ahead and move on to our consent calendar item. There is one item regarding the proposed meeting schedule. Have we received any comments on this item?
The chair, no request to speak on consent item number 1 have been received.
Okay. Thank you. Bringing it back to the commission. Any questions on the proposed 24 meeting schedule? All right. I would entertain a motion for the consent item.
Mike Frost, I'll move the recommended action of this proposed schedule.
I'll second.
All right. Motion was made by Commissioner Frost, second by Commissioner Alvarez to approve the consent item. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. Thank you. Motion passes. Moving on to the discussion calendar. Quickly, I will have January Johnson present this item number 1.
Good morning, everybody. January Johnson, Orange County Housing Authority Housing Manager. And this item is to establish a resident advisory board for the Orange County Housing Authority for the 2024 annual public housing plan. For those of you who have been on the commission for a while, you are probably familiar with this. For those of you who are not, a housing authority is obligated by regulation to have every 5 years a 5-year annual plan, which sets our 5-year plan, which sets our goals and for the upcoming 5 years. And then every year thereafter, we must have an annual update on or progress report on how we're meeting those goals. 2024 falls into that interim year where we're providing you guys an update on how we are meeting our goals that were set in that 5-year plan. 5-year plan was set in 2020, so we will set it again in 2025. Regulation requires that we establish a residency advisory board to review any updates that we have, and it must be at least 45 days before we present it to our Board of Commissioners. Our Board of Commissioners is the Board of Supervisors. So we're asking that you guys establish yourselves, the Housing Community Development Commission, once again as our resident advisory board, and that we bring to you our updates on our annual plan in our January meeting in 2024 so that you have an opportunity to provide us feedback and the public has an opportunity to start reviewing our updates. That is a summary of what this item is.
All right, thank you. Madam Clerk, have we received any public comments on this item?
Chair, no request to speak on discussion item number 1.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Received.
Thank you, Tenery. I'll bring it back to the commission. If there's any comments or I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move to reappoint the members of the HCD Commission to act as the resident advisory board for SCHA's 2024 annual public housing agency plan.
Mike Frost, second.
Mike Frost, thank you. Motion made by Commissioner Otto, seconded by Commissioner Frost to approve the recommended action. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Seeing none, thank you. Moving on to the next item, January, you're go ahead.
All right, thank you. Once again, January Johnson, Orange County Housing Authority Housing Manager. This item is a receive and file item. It is about a change to our administrative plan. For those of you who have been on the commission for a while, you probably are very familiar with what a housing authority administrative plan is. However, for anybody who is new, the housing authority administrative plan is an opportunity for the, it's a required opportunity for the housing authority to put in writing what our policies are that we have discretion over. So while regulation will dictate how we run most of our business, there are some items that we have discretion over how we operate. Our administrative plan outlines those policies and our procedures for those policies. There is no specific period of time in which you have to update your administrative plan. You'll update it as the needs of the Housing Authority change. The last time we updated the administrative plan was in April of 2022. So this is an update to our administrative plan that was prompted in March of 2023, this year. We took our annual plan to the Board of Supervisors, or Board of Commissioners, to approve it. When we were there, there was a question about the amount of vouchers that we allocate to our project-based program as opposed to any other homeless preference. So that prompted us to take a look at our administrative plan and see how we allocate vouchers. We took a look, we looked around into the community, we spoke to the continuum of care, and we determined that there was some adjustment that could be made. Right now, our administrative plan indicates that we will allocate 50 vouchers for graduates of the Continuum of Care Certificate Program. We'll allocate 100 for project-based vouchers in the community, and then we'll allocate another 60 as part of what we call our Homeless Set-Aside Program, which is to serve homeless individuals in the community. After reviewing our plan and speaking to community partners, we determined that those three are almost all exactly the same population, and they would best be served as project-based vouchers. So instead of having 50, 100, and 60, we'll have 210 all going to project-based vouchers, because that is really the population that we're looking to serve, and this is the best way to serve them. You'll note in the language, we do not say 210. We say 50% of turnover, because that was the original allocation, was 50% of any turnover vouchers would go towards these three populations. 50% of turnover will still go to the project-based voucher population. It will be just because this allows us to even provide more if we have a higher turnover rate. Turnover means anytime somebody has a voucher and they no longer need that assistance, they've been deceased, or they've been terminated from the program, that voucher becomes available to reissue. That reissuance is considered turnover. And so 50% of that turnover will go towards the waiting list, and the other 50% will go towards project-based vouchers, depending upon funding eligibility or availability. So this change is changing that language to allow all of that 50% to go towards project-based vouchers. Kind of a lot of information, but if you guys have any questions.
Any questions regarding this? All right, thank you. Any public comment on this item received?
Chair, no requests to speak on discussion item 2 have been received.
Okay, thank you. I guess this item is a receive and file, so no action required. Thank you. Thank you. All right, next I will have Julia present discussion item number 3.
Hi, good morning, Commission members. Julia Bidwell, Executive Director of Orange County Housing Authority and Secretary to the Commission. So your Commission approved recommended amendments to the HNCD Commission bylaws at your June 22nd, 2023 meeting. Those recommended amendments were approved by the Board of Supervisors at their November 7th, 2023 meeting. This item is to bring back one of the amendments, which seeks clarification for the consequences of unexcused absences. That was part of the amendment. As defined now in the bylaws and approved by the Board of Supervisors, any member of the HCD Commission who has an unexcused absence for 3 consecutive regular meetings or half of the regular meetings in a calendar year should automatically vacate the position of Commission member. In order to implement the amendment, staff is recommending the HCD Commission adopt a definition of excused absence to use the guidelines as follows. And just so you're aware, we took this both from other commissions and AB 2449 and reviewed it with our county council to put it together. So the following shall be considered to be grounds for an excused absence: serious or contagious illness, serious injury or maternity leave, serious physical or family medical emergency, religious observances, jury duty, travel or meeting for official business of the commission or another state or local agency, and pre-planned vacation. To be considered an excused absence, the commissioner's absence shall be reported to the secretary at the earliest opportunity and prior to the time set for the meeting. So we're bringing this forward for adoption.
All right, thank you. Madam Clerk, any comments on this item?
Chair, no requests to speak on discussion item 3 have been received.
Okay. Do the commissioners have any issue with this language? All right, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move to adopt the definition of excused absence.
All right, I'll go ahead and second that. So motion made by Commissioner Alvarez, seconded by Mr. Carvalho to approve the language and the recommended action. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Thank you. Moving on to the election of officers for 2024. I'll have the clerk explain the process to be used for the elections after we confirm if we have any public speakers. Do we have any public speakers here or on this item?
Chair, no requests to speak on discussion item number 4 have been received.
Okay.
And I will explain the election process as follows. For the election process, I will open the floor for all nominations before I call for vote. Nominations can be made for the chair first or as a slate for both the chair and vice chair together. Each nomination must have a motion and a second, and each nominee must accept the nomination. If a nominee declines, the motion will be considered withdrawn. After nominations are made and accepted, I will take a vote for each nomination or slate. The nominee or slate to receive a majority vote will be the winner. If the first election is for chair only, I will follow the same procedure to elect the vice chair. I will now open the floor for nominations for chair or for slate for both chair and vice chair. Do we have any nominations?
Does anybody want to do it?
I'd like to nominate Cecilia to continue. I know we've had a few meetings over the last year and she's been doing a good job. I don't mind pinch hitting like today, but I'd like to nominate Cecilia to continue as chair.
All right, and thank you. For the record, Cecilia submitted in writing. She was unable to attend today, but she's attending the SCAG Economic Summit in Los Angeles. I just wanted to confirm for you that I am willing to continue as chair of the HCD Commission if nominated. She has that in writing.
All right. I'd like to nominate her if someone wants to second.
Okay. I'll second.
Okay. That's one candidate.
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Any other additional nominations for chair? Okay. I will now call for a vote of the nomination of Cecilia Hupp for chair. It was moved by Wayne Carvalho and seconded by Mike Alvarez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed or abstained?
Congratulations, Cecilia.
And I will continue. I will now open the floor for nominations of vice chair. Do we have any nominations?
I'll nominate Wayne Carvalho.
I'll second.
Anyone else?
Why not? You stuck with
it. Someone just want to do it.
Sure.
You want to keep doing it?
Do you accept?
I accept.
Okay.
Are there any additional nominations? I will now call for a vote for the nomination of Wayne Carvalho for vice chair. It was moved by Stephanie Odo and seconded by Carla Wilkerson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstained? Congratulations. Carla Wilkerson for vice, I'm sorry, Wayne Carvalho for vice chair.
Thank you. First, I'd like to welcome, I believe this is Tracy Lau. Haven't met her. Welcome.
Thank you.
To the commission.
Yes, thank you. Oh, it's good to meet you.
Sorry. No problem. All right. Well, we're moving on. We have no public hearing items, so we're up to the reports, staff reports. So the first item is community development. Mr. Fee.
Good morning, Commission Member. This is Craig Fee, Community Development. Long presentation today. The funding 2024-25 funding allocation policy and process did go to the board on January 28 and was approved. As the presentation that I put, that I presented last time, that's the start of the new funding cycle starting in 2024-25. So we're moving forward with the RFA for the public facilities improvements, which will lead to the annual action plan, which we'll bring to the to you and to the board sometime in spring, April. Questions?
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Julia with Housing Development.
Good morning, Julia Bidwell, Executive Director, Orange County Housing Authority. Michelle Zadiba is not able to make it to the meeting today, so I will give the Project Review Advisory Panel update for housing development. The PRAP, as we call them, met on October 26th at 11 a.m. After the commission meeting. They concurred with staff recommendation to pass the Motel 6 Home Key project located in the city of Costa Mesa and being developed by Community Development Partners. They passed it on underwriting to proceed to the board for utilization of 10 additional project-based housing choice vouchers. PRAP also concurred with staff recommendation to pass the Lincoln Avenue apartments located in the city of Buena Park and being developed by CNC Development on underwriting and to proceed to the Board of Supervisors for approval to commit $1.3 million in Mental Health Services Act, 15G reserves funding, and utilization of 13 housing choice project-based vouchers for the development of Lincoln Avenue apartments. And that was all the actions that were taken. And future PRAP meeting date looks to be December 18th at 2 p.m. virtually via Teams.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Next is the Housing Authority update, January.
Good morning again. January Johnson, Orange County Housing Authority Housing Manager. I had a significant update last month. I think we talked quite a lot about our waiting list and CMAP scores. So this time I have a very small update. It's just that we are hearing from HUD there are some funding estimations and uncertainty, so we're not entirely sure what our funding is going to look like for the next year. I don't think it's going to be as robust a package as we received this year, and we will keep you posted as we find out more information. We should know in the first quarter of 2024 what our funding is for 2024. Unfortunately, the way HUD works is you will not know your funding in advance. You know in the year of what your funding for that year will be. And so that can impact the number of names that we select from our waiting list or how much we commit to project-based vouchers, things like that. And so we are paying close attention to what the funding will look like moving into 2024, and I will keep you guys posted.
Because you don't know what the funding necessarily is going to be next year, do you purposely not have all our vouchers out? I mean, how do you, I'm curious as to how you manage that.
Sure, so we actually meet with we will meet with our HUD representative on a monthly basis to discuss our funding and what projections will be for 2024. And no, we will spend all our money because HUD does expect you to at least spend all your money or lease up at least 90% of your available vouchers, whatever happens first. And we are spending all our money first. So we are already spending all of our money, and we have a little bit of, there's a little bit of a holdover fund that you can tap into, and usually we'll have to tap into that a little bit, and that's where we're at. So we are spending about 100%, 100.1% of our money right now, and we anticipate spending that into 2024. What we have to do in order to anticipate what funding will look like is we will project how many more vouchers we will be able to issue on turnover. So you have a very slow end of the year and a very slow beginning of the year until you really find out what that looks like, and you pick up pace into the rest of the year to make up for anything that you held back.
Would there ever be a scenario where we'd actually have to take vouchers away from somebody?
We do everything in our power to make sure that that is not the situation for us, and we monitor our funding very closely to make sure that doesn't happen. If a housing authority falls into shortfall, which means they don't have enough money to spend for all the vouchers on the street, that is part of the shortfall process, that you would have to take vouchers back we will do everything in our power to make sure that we don't reach that point, and that's why we meet with HUD on a regular basis, to make sure that as we are moving along, we know exactly where our funding is. That's especially why we're slower at the end of the year to the beginning of the year. Just in case you guys were hearing, how come my name's not getting called, or how come there aren't more vouchers on the street, is to ensure that that does not happen.
Great, thanks.
Stephanie Otto, follow-up question on that. Have we ever had to pull back vouchers?
Not that I've been aware of. I mean, I don't know if Julia might know.
You know, I wasn't
in the last
part of
decade.
The housing authority process. I think that this one was over 20 years ago. Now, that isn't to say that other housing authorities in the last sequestration, are you familiar with federal sequestration, when they don't adopt a budget process, right? They're on continuing resolutions right now with the federal government on their federal allocations. But if they don't adopt a budget by a certain point, they can go into what's called sequestration, and they take a percentage of money away, usually from domestic programs, right? Which usually hits hard on what they call the transportation, housing, and urban development bill. It's called T-HUD appropriations. The last time we went through sequestration, because we manage the way that we do, we didn't have to pull back. There were other local housing authorities, however, actually there was a development that was coming, initially project-based vouchers, now they're for 20-year commitments. They used to be 10-year commitments, and then they went to 15. There was a project that was an early project-based voucher project from another housing authority that was at the renewal period for its 10-year project-based vouchers, and they pulled out of that project. Now, that's a different scenario because you've got a developer and maybe other resources that can come into about. It's not like taking a tenant-based voucher funding away, but those are some of the things that we look at. But we have layers of contingencies in place. Part of that is a real stewardship over what we call our operating reserves dollars. You'll see a Fund 117 report in your agenda every month, and part of that is it's mainly for the housing authority. We've used some of that money for other things like homeless and other housing activities, but for the most part it's to support the housing authority. And the last time I saw it happen 20 years ago, we basically were able to, I think, tap into that and just ride out the storm, and then the federal funding came back and we didn't have to tap into it. So we're pretty conservative. But that is a balance from that question that January said hypothetically comes up, how come I'm not being issued my voucher right now? I applied for the waiting list. So sometimes we have to slow down in the issuance of vouchers just so that we can manage what we look and can see what's coming down with the federal funding allocations.
Yeah, thank you. Stephanie Otto, just follow up comment on that. I was hoping you would mention that. I figured our reserves put us in a really good position for that. So you guys have done a great job managing the money and having that backup. So everybody appreciates that very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Secretary's report. Thanks, Julia.
Good morning again. Julia Bidwell, Executive Director at Orange County Housing Authority and Secretary to the Commission. Because it is a year-end meeting, this is our last meeting of this calendar year, I have a little bit of a longer report for you all. We have a lot going on and a lot that has gone on in this past year. So if you'll indulge me, just a little bit longer report this morning. Number one, thank you for all your service on the commission. You are volunteers. I know that some of you are voluntold to be in this position, but we really appreciate your service and your commitment and volunteerism for the issue of housing. Some updates. We renewed OCHCD's work schedule for 2024, offering telework flexibilities. That's helped to retain staff. It's assisted in the recruitment process without compromising the quality of our customer service. So we are going to continue to telecommute where positions are able to telecommute this next year. As a look back, 2023 was a very busy year for the Orange County Housing Authority project-based voucher team, as well as housing development and community development, all which support these housing developments. Housing development's role
as upfront and reviewing the projects for financing, for project-based vouchers, in a team effort with the Housing Authority. The other part of that team is the compliance end of it. Craig Fee's Community Development Group reviews National Environmental Protection Act, Section 3, MeVeWeVe, Davis-Bacon prevailing wages on all of these projects. So this year's been very busy for the entirety of the team. On the six projects totaling 205 units, OCHA began client selection and leasing. Santa Angelina and Placentia had 21 units for project-based vouchers. Mesa Vista, now known as formerly Motel 6, by the end of the year, 30 units. Mountain View, 8 units in Lake Forest. Center of Hope with 16 units in Anaheim. Aluma, formerly the Stanton Inn project, 71 units in Stanton. And Clara Vista, formerly the Tahiti Motel, in 59 units. That's people getting housing. Being leased up in these projects. Also, for the first quarter of 2024, the Housing Authority projects they'll be working on selection and leasing for another three projects, totaling another 81 units. The Crossroads at Washington, 43 units in Santa Ana, Via St. Joseph with 18 units in the city of Orange, and Riviera Motel with 20 units in Stanton. So that's a lot of units coming online. I think right now, if you look at your commission report, is it 14 projects that are simultaneously under construction right now? So building on that, a 2023 year-end in review. As this is our last meeting of the calendar year, I wanted to give you a few more highlights from the previous year. Some major accomplishments by OC Housing Community Development. We had the opening of the 2023 OCHA waiting list, a successful opening with over 57,000 applications in a two-week period. We updated our 23-24 funding allocation policy and process and implemented a new request for, an RFA process for public facility improvements. And then we have the opening of the 2023 Permanent Supportive Housing Notice of Funding Availability with the most vouchers and money I've seen in ANOFA in my 24 years, 210 project-based vouchers being offered and $67 million for new projects. So why are we doing this? Why do we exist? Reason d'etre. It's for the clients. It's to house individuals. So I wanted to read to you some of our client feedback and input. Just leave you with some warm and fuzzy feelings. The reason we all do this. We work with a lot of different agencies. One is the healthcare agency, and we help them to put MHSA money into developments for permanent supportive housing. There's an MHSA client at Westminster Crossing. Quote, I was fortunate this year to put a tree in my home because of you all. I should have brought a picture. She took a picture of her tree. I just wanted to email everyone to let you know I'm so grateful for all your help in getting me a place I can call home. May this blessed Christmas bring you all joy, happiness, and health. I'm grateful to God for having you guys in my life and for helping me. Thank you so much. A lot of O's on that one. From Ascent, the project county funded with project-based vouchers, a development with Jamboree Housing. I should have mentioned Westminster Crossing, this Meta Housing development. They had a speaker at that at the opening and his testimonial. Mark battled addiction and homelessness for 15 years, facing challenges from living in others' homes to surviving in his car and on the streets. With the help from Illumination Foundation and housing navigator Lori Rice, he secured a place at Ascent in Buena Park. Despite initial reservations, Mark embraced the opportunity to witness the building's construction progress. Today, he celebrates sobriety and stability, expressing gratitude for having a safe and stable home with a supportive community at Ascent. With renewed trust, he takes on daily responsibilities like paying rent, buying groceries, and cooking for himself. Through his journey, Mark's goal is to continue improving and embracing a life filled with responsibility, self-care, and optimism. And then on the Housing Authority side, tenant-based voucher side, some emails. So this is to Joshua on our Orange County Housing Authority staff. Thank you very much for all your help and effort in this new lease. Your action and reply have always been very quick, and I appreciate that. You've displayed your kindness, enthusiasm, and genuine help and concern to both the tenant and owner. You deserve the best praise from everyone. And then to Mrs. Beth, yes, we love our new place, especially the yard. And we can have some plants and watching the wild birds coming in our yard and drinking water that we leave for them. This apartment has positive energy. Thanks God. Thank you so much. So that is the end of my report this morning. Happy holidays and a happy new year.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Just one quick one. And can you help me explain, because I do get asked this question, our level of effort towards homelessness as opposed to, I guess, the housing authority, sort of just lower income, how would you explain that to a resident who goes, hey, what are you more focused on? Is it, if we looked at our total budget, is that a fair way to say, hey, we?
Not necessarily. So okay. our budget for the housing authority is gonna be whatever the federal government's allocating. But the housing authority program is more of a prevention program, if you think of it. That rental assistance is for individuals that are 50% area median income or low income or below. So it's not, you don't have to be homeless to get a tenant-based voucher, right? Yep. So that's, you can see that as a more of a prevention program in having that rental assistance. Now it can help homeless individuals. Anybody can apply for that that's eligible. But I would just indicate that we have a focus, right? A large homeless prevention program and rental assistance. And there is a bulk of the funding, that is our largest amount of funding that we receive for ongoing rental assistance. Now, just a sole focus on homeless from the housing side, that's been the housing funding strategy, right? To build 2,396 units as a region. That's not just a county with a capital C, that's all the cities and the county's goal. Our focus has been to take the funding that we do receive, some of it's funding that's home federal funding that has to be used for development of affordable housing, but you can use home funding for home ownership if you wanted to. You could use, but the focus of that strategy is to use our resources and align it towards that goal. So until the Board of Supervisors tells us to stop, we are aligning every dollar that could go towards housing, and it could go towards a lot of things, but we're focusing on permanent supportive housing development for chronically homeless individuals. And that's a population that needs not only rental assistance, but wraparound support services. And that's why a physical unit is the best outcome for them, as opposed to just rental assistance. So we're working on two different fronts.
And would you say that the project-based is, I mean, roughly a third of our, and the tenant-based is two-thirds? Like, just really high level, if I'm talking to
a resident. So, at a maximum, the federal government will let you use 20% of your vouchers, because they're one pot,
yep.
Right? Tenant and project is all in one housing choice voucher pot. They'll let you use right now a maximum of 20% of your vouchers for project basing.
Okay.
That's the maximum we can use outside of legislation some people are seeking to be able to use 50%.
Got it.
But we haven't reached that cap yet, and but we'll get there quicker if the board adopts the administrative plan that we changed, we told you about mm-hmm. today.
Mm-hmm. Great, thanks. That helps, the 20% sort of helps me at a real high level. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks. Anyone else? All right, thanks, Julia.
All right, thank you.
All right, at this time, members of the commission may comment on agenda or non-agenda matters and ask questions or give staff direction, provided that no action shall be taken on non-agenda items. Any commissioner comments?
Sure, I'm with
you. Mr. Mike.
I always end up doing this, so this is my time again. I just wanted to thank the staff, all the staff of Housing and Commission Development. I know some people, you know, it's a job, but you guys show a great deal of empathy and also, you know, genuine care for what you do. So thank you very much for that. Also, I heard continuum of care. So I wanted to let you guys know that I've been recruited and joined the Orange County Continuum of Care as a member as well, and nominated to their board. So we'll see how that goes. But excited to combine things that are spoken about here at this commission in regards to homelessness, combating it for the county as well. Positive news also, wanted to just say that working with Cap OC, United Way, and nonprofits for Thanksgiving, we fed approximately 100 individuals and distributed 1,500 pounds of food before Thanksgiving. And with the site administrators, a lot of them had questions about housing, so I was able to talk to them about housing, given the information that you provided to me as well. So that was great. And lastly, thank you to all the commissioners that also served beside me here. It's been a challenging year for many of us. Thanks for tolerating and being there. So thank you for all you do, everyone.
Thanks, Jim. Anyone else?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, too, the same thing. Stephanie Otto, thank you to the staff. I know you've met with me a couple times because I had questions. It's a complicated issue to get your head around, and you guys have been really helpful to. And I've been to one of the groundbreakings in Lake Forest, and my city staff was able to meet with that developer and follow up on that and see how that can help in Laguna Niguel as well. So it's been a positive experience, you know, for me personally and for my public service. And I'm happy to serve, and I'm happy to serve along all of you. And I really appreciate diving deeper and getting to know everybody better in the new year. So thank you.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to echo the same thing. Julia, to you and your staff, over the last couple of years now, I've learned a lot through this whole process. So I just wanted to thank you for your dedication and your staff's dedication toward the goal, our goal. So with that, I hope everyone enjoys their holidays and hope 2024 is even better than this year. So for the bright future. Thank you. If there isn't anything else, I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. One quick question. Looks like we have a meeting on the 25th of January. I thought I read something that there may be a meeting location change eventually, or you want to just address that real quick?
I think our intent is to go back to our St. Andrew building for our meetings. The parking and the Civic Center is not all dug up over there. So we will put that on the agenda and we'll let you know, but that's our intent.
Whether it's here or there for in January?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. All right, thank you, everyone.
I'm sorry, I know I came late. Okay. Now I want to stop the meeting from ending early, but so my name is Tracy. I just wanted to say hi to everyone and thank you to the staff for all the work that you do and the ways that you've welcomed me into this commission. This is my first time serving on a county commission, so I know I have a lot to learn, but I'm excited to work alongside you all. This is a very special commission to me because I grew up in Section 8 housing all my life, and now that I'm in a better place, I want to do all I can to continue to support people in situations like that I lived in and grew up in. Right now, I work mostly with the Vietnamese community. Many are unhoused, unfortunately, and are still unhoused. And so I want to do whatever I can to, you know, advocate for them and bring resources back to the communities that need them. But yeah, so I just want to introduce myself. Apologize also for arriving late. I cannot deal with this parking situation and instructions going on. But hopefully in the new year, it gets a lot better. But yeah, thank you all.
Well, thank you. Welcome. Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Owen.
Don't you have a gavel?
Nice to meet you.
No.
This is Stephanie Otto. Nice to meet you. I'm on the city staff.
Did you move?